Report: Former ATF agents urge Senate not to confirm David Shipman. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 5, 2021. A report from the Reload notes that seven former Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, agents are urging the Senate not to confirm David Shipman to the position of ATF director. The seven former agents sent a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, suggesting Shipman is not the right man for the job. The letter said, in part, "David's strong personal beliefs on firearms issues will create serious and long-lasting problems for the Bureau in the effective execution of its law enforcement mission. We relied on effective partnerships with industry, stakeholders, and other law enforcement agencies to execute our missions. Unfortunately, if David were confirmed, ATF partners would see someone who is coming to the agency with his top priority being to implement a divisive gun control agenda." The agents also noted, "We are very familiar with his leadership style and his approach to leading the agency. While an agent, David did not exhibit the collaborative and respectful type of leadership required of an agency director that must manage a diverse workforce with challenging issues. While we can say without hesitation that David is very smart, we can also say without hesitation that he was very often not a team player and had a troubling tendency to think he was always right." On July 29, 2021, Breitbart News reported that 25 members of the Montana legislature urged Senator John Tester, D, to take a clear stand against Shipman's confirmation. The legislator said, "Mr. Shipman's history as a lobbyist for radical gun control groups and support for unconstitutional firearm bans make it glaringly obvious he will not respect Montanans' Second Amendment rights and will actively work to infringe upon them. Rejecting Mr. Shipman's nomination should be an easy, no-brainer decision. We urge you to oppose his confirmation and announce your opposition without further delay." On July 21, 2021, Breitbart News pointed to a video from spring 2020, in which Shipman mocked first-time gun buyers as being like Tiger King. The video, posted by RNC Research, showed Shipman sitting in a kitchen, mocking first-time gun buyers, saying, in their mind, they might be confident, thinking they are die-hard, ready to go. But unfortunately, they're more like Tiger King, and they're putting themselves and their families in danger. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.